everyone. Welcome to the Juju Tetas podcast. My name is Stacy. I am a Juju Teta, and this is my podcast. Hi, everyone, and welcome back. Welcome back to the podcast. I am so happy to be back with you for season three. Season three. Oh my gosh. I kind of can't believe it. I'm so excited though. So each season that I've done has had a theme. You know, season one's theme was getting started. Season two's theme was share your story. And season three's theme is reflections on jujitsu. So during this season, I will dive deeper into questions and topics that have come up over the years, like jujitsu is for everyone and everyone has something to offer. The first episode this season is jujitsu is for everyone. I really wanted to address this because I have had people ask me if they are even able to start jujitsu since they don't look a certain way or have certain skills. The answer is, of course you can. Of course you can start jujitsu. Jujitsu is for absolutely everyone. We have children, teens, women, men, middle-aged adults, older adults. We have everybody train at our school. Everyone starts this journey at a different point in their lives. And so because everybody starts at a different point, you're going to be at different points at different times than other people will. So I personally started when I was almost 29 years old. In season one, you heard that Denise started at age 52, Vince started at age 16. All through season two, you heard everybody talking about when they got started. Elaine started at age 69. Jen started in her 30s, just like me. You know, some of the ladies started, I think Allison had been doing it since she was a kid because her dad owns a jiu-jitsu gym. It's just everybody has their own story. Okay, so jiu-jitsu is for everyone. You can start at any age. I suspect that this question stems from a couple of places in people. Number one is that they aren't sure if they'll be able to do the techniques, maybe because they're intimidated or they're uncomfortable or self-conscious or any other reason. And number two is that I think that they don't think they're fit enough to even start, like quote unquote fit enough to even start. So let's address each one of these. So in terms of techniques, people will look at what we do and have serious self-doubts about whether they will be able to do the same thing. And honestly, that's normal. If you've never thrown someone over your hip before, then you will probably wonder if you can even throw someone over your hip. If you've never choked or armbarred somebody before, then naturally you will be confused and probably wonder if you can do it at all. These are natural thoughts and feelings whenever you're trying to do anything for the first time, not just with jiu-jitsu. I will say that these feelings of uncertainty and discomfort will fade with time. You know, the more you train, the more you practice, then the more skills you will learn and the more you will get acclimated to doing the techniques. I heard this quote, I don't know where, but it stuck with me. And it's, the only way out is through. You know, like the only way to come out on the other side is you just have to do the thing, right? So in terms of techniques, that one's pretty short because it's honestly just the more you do it, the more you're going to get used to it, and then the less it's going to be awkward. Now, the bigger one is the one about people think that they're not, you know, quote unquote, fit enough, the fitness level. So I feel like this is sort of a symptom of a larger issue. This way of thinking is really pervasive in our society, especially with social media being what it is, what it's turned into. I can't tell you how many times I've seen videos go around on the internet with usually some sort of teen or young 20-something person videotaping someone else at the gym or elsewhere in order to make a mockery of them and what they're doing, because apparently they're not doing it right, or they don't look good doing it. You know, never mind the fact that they're out there doing something to better themselves. they get made fun of for like the clothes that they're wearing, or maybe they're doing something that looks strange. Maybe they have bad form. So instead of like going over to try to help somebody, they film them and then post it on the internet. I really honestly think that this has perpetuated the idea that you can't go to the gym or go running or do yoga or do jujitsu or, I don't know, play tennis or whatever, unless you're already a certain body type, you know, and or if, unless you already have a certain level of fitness. And honestly, that's just not true. If you have any form of mobility, then you can do any of these activities with proper modifications. And that's the key, is that you need to be able to modify it to fit where you are. A good coach, a good gym, a good trainer, a good school, they will meet you where you're at and then help you go from there. Anybody worth their salt will have compassion for you. They will meet you where you are. They'll work with you to modify whatever needs to be modified in order to help you get started. You know, the fitness industry and the health industry, honestly, they've really corrupted what it actually means to be fit and healthy. And they've skewed our collective perception of how and why people should engage in movement. We are collectively so focused on aesthetics that we lose out on opportunities to try new and fun things because, you know, we're scared of looking stupid. I mean, trying something for the first time is awkward and weird. If you're not used to sports or exercise, and then you decide to start a sport or exercise, you're going to need modifications to keep you safe and help you actually do the movement or the technique or the sport. You know, I mean, okay, so for example, you can't expect to go your whole life never having run down the block, and then you wake up one day and decide, I'm gonna run a marathon today. And then you go out and you just like, okay, set 26.2 miles on the Run app, and then you go out and try to do it. What do you think would happen to you if you did that? Come on. Or let's say that you've never picked up a tennis racket before, but then one day you decide you are going to play against Serena Williams. What do you think is going to happen? I mean, both of these scenarios sound ridiculous, of course. You know, like, you can't start a thing for the first time and expect to jump to expert level immediately. Not even in, like, a video game. You can't play a video game for the first time and, like, ace everything and be an expert immediately. That's just not how it works. You know, you don't have the skills or the conditioning to be at that expert level. So the same is with jujitsu. You need to start in the very beginning. Oh God, now my ADHD is like, start at the very beginning. Very good place to start. Anyway, okay, let me back myself up. You need to start in the very beginning so that you can develop the skills and the conditioning that will help you advance to the next step. So if you're nervous that you're, you know, quote unquote, out of shape, please don't be. Please don't be. Okay? Nobody's going to judge you for that. I know from experience that we will be thrilled to have you join us. If there's one thing jujitsu practitioners love more than actually training jujitsu, it's sharing jujitsu with other people. So, yes, please do. Come and try it. It doesn't matter. Just come as you are. And okay, so along this kind of note here, I've also had the question of whether there is a quote unquote ideal body type for doing jujitsu. The answer is no. As you heard in season 2, when I was speaking with the ladies, jujitsu is adaptable and modifiable, you know? So it doesn't matter if you are kind of like Denise, if you're like tall, you know, tall, slender, long arms, long legs, then naturally there's going to be certain techniques that are more advantageous for you. you know, like guard, for example. People with long legs are really good at guard usually. If you're short and stocky like me, then there are other techniques that are more advantageous for you. So for example, like chokes, because I have like short arms and short legs and stuff. So chokes work really well for me. If you're in between and kind of average, you're going to find that certain other techniques and positions work best for you. Maybe that's mount. Maybe that's takedowns. I don't know. You know, the key is to gather as much knowledge as you can in the beginning of your journey and then try it all out. See what works best. I mean, and of course, you're going to need to try things for more than like a couple of times. Obviously, like what I said in my first point, which is that the more you do a thing, the more comfortable you get with it. You start to develop that skill. But eventually, you know, you're probably going to discover that certain techniques are probably better suited to you than other techniques are. And that's okay. It also helps when you have good training partners who will help you figure that out and then give you space to try things. This is also why the very beginning of this podcast, after the episode where I introduced myself, the first episode I did was about how to find a good jiu-jitsu school. You know, a good school will have good people in it who will help you rather than shame you or ostracize you or anything like that. Okay. Now, this whole fitness industry, health industry thing, that honestly can be a topic in and of itself. But what I will say to kind of help wrap things up is if you want to try something, go ahead and do it. Part of, I think, your responsibility to yourself is to do what I said in episode 2 of season 1, which is do your research to find a good jiu-jitsu school for yourself. And once you find that place, that should also hopefully help you be more confident in getting started. So, jiu-jitsu is for everyone, including you. So come and train. Okay, now this is the part where I tell you about all the different things that I have going on, where you can find me, and those kinds of things. Now, I have been trying out something different, I think, each season. So season 1, I had this like pre-recorded outro that I did, and then season 2, I changed up the outro, and I had this pre-recorded outro. And season 3, I don't know if I want to put the outro on. So I think season 3, I'm just going to try something a little bit different, and we will see how that goes. So, where can you find me? Instagram. Really, that's the best place to find me, is on my Instagram. I have 2. I have my Instagram for the podcast, naturally, which is Juju Tato's podcast. I also have my Instagram for myself as an athlete, which is just at Juju Tato. So, come find me over there. I do post a lot of podcast stuff. I kind of go in these like cycles where I'm just like, oh yeah, I need to post stuff. And then I kind of post a bunch of stuff in a row. And then I kind of forget to post stuff, usually unless it's podcast stuff. So, I mean, I'm still over there. Like, come and DM me or something, guys. Listen, I'm trying, okay? I am my own social media manager. Like, it's literally just me. It's just me doing all of the things, okay? So sometimes, you know, life gets busy. Life gets busy, and I'm just like, I don't know what to say. And then, so, yeah. But I'm still there, okay? I'm still, like, lurking around. My DMs are open. So come and say hi, like listener Claire did. Hi, Claire. Come and say hi. I would be thrilled to hear from you guys, so please do. I also have a Facebook page. Now, please understand, the Facebook page is literally just a page. I cross-post everything that I put on Instagram. I also put on Facebook because I do realize that not everybody has Instagram and or not everybody has Facebook. So I have both places. I have thought about making a TikTok account, but I decided not to because I'm just like, I can barely keep up with what I have now. Like, I can't add another social media thing to that. So I didn't. So if for any crazy reason there's a Juju Taylor's podcast TikTok account floating around, that is a fraud because that is not me. Where else can you find me? Well, you can find like stuff that I've made. I've made designs and I put them on a merch store at TeePublic, teepublic.com. I have a link to that in the link tree. Oh yeah, so I made a link tree because I honestly just got really tired of posting every single link to everything. And then also I was starting to feel that my description boxes were getting really cluttered and I just didn't like it. So I made a link tree because Linktree, if you're not familiar, Linktree is a website service where you can post multiple links to all sorts of different things in one place. Right? So it's kind of like having a website, kind of, I guess. Anyway, so I'm going to put the Linktree link in the description box of every episode. And so links to the, you know, Instagram accounts, email, Facebook page, merch, there's a Patreon. Oh, I didn't talk about that yet, but anyway, it's in there. Like all the stuff, the links for that are going to be in the Linktree. So you can just go there and see what's in there and find me there. So, I was saying, I have a merch store. It's on teepublic.com. And really, the merch store got started because I wanted my logo on a t-shirt. I was just so excited. I was so excited. I was like, you know what? I'm really proud of what I've made. And I want my logo on a t-shirt. So I figured out how to do that. And now I have my logo on a t-shirt. And then I made some other designs. And I have that also on a t-shirt, and then I have some stickers and stuff. Yes, yes, I buy my own merch, okay? I'm proud of myself. Anyway, so that's there. Oh yeah, so Patreon. I post all of the episodes there first, so patrons always get early access to the episodes. Whenever I end up getting big enough to get, like, sponsorships, the Patreon will always have the episodes there ad-free. Currently, I'm not big enough for any sponsorships, so everything is ad-free, but, you know, a girl can dream. We'll see. But Patreon will always remain ad-free that way. I also have these little, like, spin-off series things that I have over there, like the mental health series, Awkward Things That Happen, just other stuff. Oh, and I post polls and questions and stuff. I try to give my patrons a chance to participate kind of in the creation of the podcast. So I know I've been talking about this for a while now, but this is kind of exciting, and also if you didn't know about it, then I want you to know about it. So Patreon has this thing where you can actually join as like a free member. Like, you don't have to pay money to be a part of somebody's Patreon. Like, you can just get like the updates and whatever else they post for free members. The second thing that Patreon is doing now that I don't know if they did this before, but I've just recently found out about it, is you don't actually have to join the Patreon to get some of the special content. So I have a couple of episodes out just for like individual things. So you actually can just pay once and get access to that one thing. If that's really all you're interested in, then you can just access that. All right. I do believe that is everything I have to tell you about. I've told you all the places where to find me, all the things I have going on. I guess the last thing to say is just I'm really glad to be back. This is exciting. I'm glad to be talking about jujitsu with you guys again. Taking the summer off was necessary. I have a full-time job. And I am doing this entire thing all by myself. So this is about as quickly as I can produce each episode. So thank you for your patience and thank you for always sticking around with me, you guys. I really appreciate it. And thank you for always supporting the podcast. You know, the absolute best way that you guys can support the podcast, honestly, is listening to it, sharing it with people, rating and reviewing. Please especially do ratings and reviews, because then that helps to bump it up further in the algorithm and share it across to other people who might be interested in this too. So So there we go. All right. Thank you so much, you guys. I wish you guys to have a really great week and stay safe and be well. And I will see you next time. Bye.